If you buy bacon that's not sliced, you buy, you know, a big quantity of it.
Oh, slab bacon.
Slab bacon. If, what would you call pork that's been salted and smoked?
Well, that's cured meat.
Cured meat? Okay. The outside, pretty hard part of bacon is the...
rind, that's the skin of the rind. My wife wants to build, she makes them, fry them up, you know, make them turn up and buckle up like.
Yeah, my mother used to do that, and she did them in the oven.
That's
and dried them out.
Yeah.
And I loved them too.
Oh.
And now they're packaging them.
Yeah. Imitation bacon.
Yeah.
There's a kind of pork meat that's ground up and put in sacks. And that's, you might have...
call it pork sausage?
Okay. A man who cuts meat for you at a store is a...
butcher.
Yeah, he's a butcher.
Okay. You might get out some meat sometime, and you might sniff of it and say, this meat is tainted.
I've heard of it being tainted, I don't know.
And along that same line, about a child who gets his way and everything, you'd say, that child is...
I don't want to know. Spoiled, all right.
All right, would you use spoil about meat?
Yeah.
Is spoiled worse than tainted?
No, it's
yes.
All the same.
Spoiled is just right.
Okay. Did you ever talking about a child? Did you ever say that child is just spoiled rotten?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever eat any head cheese?
Hog head cheese?
Mm-hmm.
If I hadn't eaten hog head cheese, I wouldn't want to be here.
Well, is it good?
Best the thing in the world. There ain't nothing no better. My doctor in Jackson, I had a heart attack a year or two ago, and my wife made some hog head cheese and carried it to him, and he thinks he's always after about bringing him some more of that hog head cheese.
Is head cheese the same as souse?
Yeah, same
it's the same thing as souse. Well, souse is terrific.
Oh, it, my wife
we
beats the wood, man.
We don't butcher hogs anymore. And used to buy a head and figure it.
The government won't let
you. We've eaten 100 years.
They continue to eat it.
Yeah, it's not good for you. It's contaminated. You can't get it clean.
Oh, really?
That's what they say.
Surprise, surprise.
Throw all that good meat away.
Well, what happened to Pickles Pig's Feet? They don't have that anymore?
Well, I see them in the store yet sometimes. But they won't save you a fresh head and feet around these meat plants anymore.
Is that right? Well, now, souse, that's made of?
Hog head and the feet.
I mean, that's the meat that's used, and it's boiled and...
yeah, boiled.
What do you add to it?
Well, you use sage.
Pepper?
Pepper, sage, a little salt.
So, and then it's kind of jelly?
Yeah. But you get all of that jelly off of there, you can.
Instead of heavy weight on top of that, and it'll just
press it.
Press it.
It'll be a loaf.
I've had souse, and that's really, really good.
You had homemade souse?
Yes, my aunt and uncle made it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had it once. We bought it in the store, but it wasn't the same.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had ground beef rolled in tripe and then sliced and fried?
No, I don't think so.
All right. How about cornmeal and chopped liver cooked together? Mm. Okay. Have you ever had any liver sausage?
No, we never did.
Or liverwurst?
Uh-huh.
That homemade I'm talking about.
Mrs. Osmond used to make it and give us some.
We never did make none.
We never did make none.
Did you ever make anything from the blood?
Uh-uh.
Ever hear of blood sausage?
Yeah,
blood
I heard
pudding?
Blood pudding, but I never used, I've seen none.
I can't imagine eating blood pudding.
No.